Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And as we do divide the rage from the reason, one place where rage often lives and often drives is fundraising. The game of political fundraising continues to change. Of course, it's being driven in large part by clicks and clickbait kinds of things for those online donors across the country. We want to get underneath the headlines of that. I think we all get that in our email box or in a text message as campaigns are trying to drive and gain cash going into primaries and general election season. Jessica Piper is a reporter at Politico, and with some of her colleagues did a real interesting deep dive into online donations and what it's doing to fuel this particular election cycle. And Jessica, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's start with just the where are we as it relates to online donations. Obviously, it's changed the game from the old school days where it was always press the flesh, in person, backroom handshake kind of stuff. Tell us where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously 20 years ago, you know, political giving looked a lot different. People were writing checks at actual fundraisers. And obviously, you know, some of that still happens. But over the last two election cycles, we've seen online fundraising just absolutely take off. And what we've seen so far in the 2024 cycle is, you know, a little bit more stability in terms of online fundraising. You know, we were in a place a few years ago where, you know, numbers were doubling every cycle in terms of the number of donors and the amount of money. And now things seem to have leveled off a little bit. Sort of fundraising totals this cycle are fairly similar to last cycle. So we might be at a little more of a static point in that. And what we're seeing is, you know, millions of donors are giving online to you know, congressional campaigns, also presidential campaigns, and other groups too. And they're sending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars every quarter. So it's a massive force now.
Yeah. One of the things that you pointed out in your piece that I think is so important, it used to be that we would always say all politics is local and everything was local. One of the things that you noted, and I'd love for you to unpack it for us a little bit, is with this all of this online donation going on and these drives, these campaigns through social media and through email and all of those things, it's really turned a lot of that to almost everything is national now as opposed to local.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the campaigns that raise the most money are doing it because they're fundraising in a very national way. Like ultimately, you know, our analysis looked at members of Congress and their challengers, you know, Senate campaigns, House campaigns. And what we found was that, you know, the candidates raising the most money were always, in most cases, a couple exceptions of California candidates, but they were getting more money from out of state than in state. And, you know, that's by design, right? Candidates recognize that they need a lot of money to fund their campaigns. They have competitive elections and they want to have the most resources available. And to do that, they have to fundraise from people who are not from their state or district. And what we see with that is that a lot of the messaging around this fundraising as well is driven by these kind of out-of-state issues, these kind of national issues. So, for example, on the Democratic side, like, you know, almost every Democratic candidate sends a lot of fundraising emails about abortion because that's an issue that really drives Democratic donors, you know, regardless of whether or not it's maybe a especially salient issue in the particular race. Whereas on the Republican side, you know, we see a lot of fundraising from congressional candidates that's about defending Donald Trump, you know, because Donald Trump is a force that really drives Republican donors, even though, like, you know, in an individual congressional race, like there might not be a lot that a particular candidate can do to actually defend Donald Trump in that particular race. So we really see these issues are driving the fundraising messaging and they're energizing donors. And yeah, a lot of money is going across state lines, particularly for the candidates that are raising the most money.
Yeah. And as you look at that, it seems to me that this kind of fundraising does tend to play into what we're seeing everywhere. And that is kind of the performative politics, as you mentioned, whether it's going to Donald Trump's defense or it's a ruling by the Supreme Court. It's sort of the old, I always call it the shampoo bottle model of lather, rinse, repeat. You lather people up, you get them angry, frustrated, filled with angst. You let them rinse that off with a nice $20 or $50 contribution. And then you repeat. And it seems that part of this is just conditioning us to respond inappropriately to really negative base emotions in a lot of these campaigns. And as you pointed out, and I would be curious in your research and your dive on all of this, do we find that we are moving in the fundraising to everything is urgent? You talked about fundraising deadlines being a big driver. What else is driving it? What else seems to be working in terms of these, whether it's cross party state lines or right in the state?
Yeah, I think, you know, we see it's interesting because we see in terms of like the fundraising appeals candidates are sending, yeah, there's always a sense of urgency. There's always mentioning topics that are likely to rile, you know, prospective donors up and get them to hand over the money. One thing that I love doing with this analysis is I love looking at, you can actually see with online donations, like the number of donations that a candidate got in a given day. And so you can look at that for every day and see, you know, when was there a particular spike. And what we do see is that you can, you know, with a lot of candidates, then you can like, okay, there's a spike. So we go back and try to figure out what happened that day. Right. And you see that like candidates really do have their fundraising driven by moments that are about a lot more than just, you know, sending emails. So, you know, they might say every email's urgent, but donors really tune in when there's something more happening. So a great example of this, I think, from the first quarter was Representative James Comer of Kentucky, who had by far his best fundraising day of the quarter in early January. And it was where he had come out very strong against Hunter Biden and the conflict with the House Oversight Committee. And he had come out with a statement and a threat of subpoena. And while there was that ongoing conflict, and that also led to a flood of donations to his campaign because, you know, Republicans saw him standing up in this way, and they really liked that.
Yeah.
And so I think what you see is like, yeah, that's an example of like a fairly niche event in Washington in one sense, but it really drove donations for a particular candidate. And you can find many examples with other candidates that are similar.
Yeah, it is. And you can almost do the mirror opposite on the left and the right and what they used and what triggered their particular donors to act on a particular day, I think is always just fascinating to look at. It is a lot of money going into a lot of campaigns. And you also noted that it's not necessarily going into campaigns that have a chance of winning or the issue that they're driving those fundraising dollars on may not be the big topic or the big deciding factor in it as well. And anyway, there's a ton of things in here. You need to check out her piece at the Washington Post, and just a really great. Excuse me, I said Washington Post, Politico. I apologize, Jessica. I don't want to get you fired in this process. So, Jessica Piper is a reporter at Politico, and Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jessica Piper, a reporter at Politico. Definitely get the right brand there. And it is a very interesting deep dive on how online donations are fueling the election cycle. And I have email that I get from both the Democrats and the Republicans across the country. And I can tell when something happens because my email box lights up. And I'll get a host of things. Maybe it's all on the Democrats on a given day because something happened that they're either really angry about or want you to be angry about, so you'll donate. Or it's something on the Republican side that it was a victory or they're under attack or the fundraising deadline is, you know, coming very soon. If I get one more email that talks about what's happening on college campuses, because everybody wants you to donate regardless of where they fall on that particular issue, they want to raise money off of it. And one of the things that we have to do as citizens and as voters is vote with our wallets as well. And if we continue to follow the lather, rinse, repeat model, we'll continue to get that as the model in terms of how people who are supposed to be governing are spending all of their time just campaigning and raising campaign cash. So don't reward bad behavior. If you get a good email about a good issue that you care about, donate to that. But don't buy in to the lather, rinse, repeat, anger, fear, and frustration stuff. We can do better. All right, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for top of the hour news, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.